Prajalpa, mundane talk. What is Prajalpa? The term Jalpana or Prajalpa means an exchange of dialogue. Presently, aversion to Bhagwan exists to such an extent in this world that conversations with others also generally end up being averse to Him. Hence, for bhakti sadhakas, such talks are most harmful. There are, however, various types of jalpana that are acceptable in the practice of bhakti. Such discussions are auspicious for sadhakas. Shri Rupa Goswami has written, Tathapi asmin kadachinivam adeshu nama jalpani avadya vrinda nistari nama bhaso prasiditam Karpanya Panjika 16. O king and queen of Vrindavan, when sinful persons chant even a semblance of your holy names, their semblance results in your causing their deliverance from multitudes of unspeakable acts. Therefore, I implore you, if I happen to chant your name, then, by virtue of that pious act, be pleased with me. The purport is that, if one happens to chant even a semblance of Bhagavan's names, Nama Bhas, then such prajalpa of those names destroys all kinds of anarthas, that is, unwanted desires in the heart that create obstacles on the path of devotion. Performing kirtan, reciting prayers, and deliberating on the scriptures are all considered jalpana, but when they are devoid of desires other than those directed towards the service of Bhagwan and are done in a way that is favorable for bhakti, they become limbs of bhakti. The conclusion, therefore, is that all types of jalpana that are unfavorable for devotion to Shri Krishna are opposed to bhakti. Practitioners of devotion must be extremely careful to remain far away from such prajalpa. The prajalpa of saintly persons is worthy of honor. The conduct of saints and Mahajans is completely free of fault. Therefore, we should honor the prajalpa they practice and practice it ourselves. Some ati bhaktas, those who make a show of excessive devotion, teach that one should give up every type of prajalpa. It is the duty of Sri Rupanuga Vaishnavas, the followers of Sri Rupa Goswami, however, to always follow the path of sadhan bhakti as he taught it. Samrigaya Shreyasam Hetu Pantaha Santap Varjita Anvatapta Shramamam Purve Yena Santa Pratasthire Bhakti Rasami Sindhu 1.2.100. We should inquire about that path of sadhana that is auspicious and free of anguish, the path effortlessly traversed by our previous saints and Mahajans. Only the path determined by Sri Vyas, Shuka, Prahlad, Shriman Mahaprabhu and his devotee associates is, for us, the path of the Mahajans. We must not leave this path aside and hear instructions from the neophyte Ati Bhaktas. All Mahajans respect talks that are favorable for devotion to Sri Hari. We will give examples of this in appropriate places in the text. Different types of averse prajalpa. Talk that is averse to bhakti is certainly an obstacle on the path of devotion to Sri Hari. There are many such types of prajalpa. 1. Useless talks, vritha galpa. 2. Logic and argument, vitarka. 3. Talking about others, paracharja. 4. Debate, vadanuvada. 5. Fault finding, paradosha anusandhana. 6. Speaking dishonestly, mithya jalpana. 7. Criticizing saintly persons, sadhu ninda. And 8. Gossip, gramme katha. All these are included within prajalpa. 1. Useless talks. Useless talks are extremely damaging. Practitioners of devotion should refrain from them. Instead, they should always hear and speak Hari Katha in the association of saintly persons and remember the holy name in solitude. Bhagavad Gita 10.89 and 9.14 has confirmed this in the following verses. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate itti matva bhajante mam buddha bhav samanvita machitta madgat prana bodhyantah parasparam kathyantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. I am the source of both mundane and spiritual worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this well engage in worshipping me with transcendental emotion in their heart. Those whose minds are absorbed in me and whose lives are wholeheartedly devoted to my service derive great satisfaction and bliss from constantly enlightening one another with the fundamental truth about me and performing kirtan of my names, form, qualities and pastimes. Satatam kirtyanto mam yatanascha dridhvratah namayantascha mam bhaktaya nitya yukto upasate. Constantly chanting the glories of my names, qualities, form and pastimes, endeavoring with determined vows and offering obeisances with devotion, they engage in my worship, remaining always connected with me. It is essential for practitioners of bhakti to practice exclusive devotion according to the above mentioned regulations. If we spend day and night in useless talks with persons who are averse to Krishna, then how can we possibly follow Bhagavan's instruction to always perform kirtan of his names? It is most injurious for sadhakas to read newspapers. If there is an article about a pure devotee in a newspaper, then yes, one can read it. Village folks often get together after meal to smoke and indulge in various types of useless talk with people who are averse to Krishna. It is difficult for such people to become Rupanuga sadhus. Reading novels is also considered vritha galpa. Of course, the histories within Srimad Bhagavatam, like the narrative about King Puranjan, are not obstacles to devotion. Rather, they are most beneficial. Second, logic and argument. Argument, vitarka, is also a type of useless talk that obstructs devotion. The reasoning of logicians and philosophers is actually opposed to Bhagwan and merely a cause of dispute. Such reasoning can yield no good result. It only increases weakness and unsteadiness of mind. Katha Upanishad 1.2.9 states, Naisha tarkena matirapayana. O Nikichet, whatever intelligence you have gained regarding Atma Tattva should be destroyed by logic, tarka. Eternally present in the innate intelligence of the jiva is a transcendental disposition to be naturally devoted to the lotus feet of Bhagwan. But those who constantly involve themselves in arguing and debating sequence, space, doubt and error, the rules or factors of debate become so hard-hearted that one's transcendental, natural proclivity for devotion quickly vanishes. One's intelligence will not be contaminated, however, if one engages in deliberations while keeping the tenfold teachings of the Vedic scriptures, Tash Mool Shiksha, as the basis of those deliberations. Argument that seeks the verdict of the Vedas about what is beneficial and what is detrimental are not categorized as prajalpa. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore instructed, Ateva Bhagavat Karho Vichar. Thus, carefully deliberate on the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Chitamit Madhya Leela 25.153. Discussions that ascertain knowledge of one's relationship with Bhagwan, Sambandha Gyan, are not prajalpa. Those who indulge in exhibiting useless logic and argument in order to obtain victory over an assembly of men have no meaningful principles to which they adhere. It is therefore our duty to completely avoid the association of such logicians. Vasudeva Sarvabhauma was a great and celebrated Mayavadi scholar of his time. His only occupation was defeating pandits in debates and discussions. But upon attaining the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became completely transformed. His intoxication with debate and discussion was totally eradicated. He said, "Previously, in the association of these dry logicians, I simply wasted my life's precious time in using my mouth to blabber and blather. Today, with that same mouth, Krishna, Hari, and other remarkably sweet names of Bhagwan." Those who engage in spiritual thoughts should always remember the heartfelt expressions of the respected sannyasi from Varanasi. Paramartha vichar gelo, kori matravad, kaha mukti pabo, kaha krishner prasad. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 25.43. Having been engaged in unnecessary talk, my spiritual perspective has vanished. How will I attain the mercy of Krishna now? Envy, pride, egotism, and self-prestige give rise to useless logic. Those who delight in quarrel are maddened by useless arguments. Practitioners of devotion should be cautious to not become involved in the troubles of useless argument when reflecting on the ontological truths and pastimes of Bhagwan. Third, talking about others. Talking about others, paracharja, without reason is highly opposed to devotion. Many people indulge in such talk in order to establish their own prestige, and it is the nature of some to discuss the character of others out of envy. In this way, the mind of those who remain enraptured in useless talk about others can never even touch the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Krishna, what to speak of being fixed on them. Therefore, it is the foremost duty of every practitioner of devotion to renounce paracharja. Certain types of paracharja, however, are favorable for bhakti and not harmful. It is not possible to completely renounce talking about others when one stays alone in the forest. There are two kinds of practitioners of devotion: householders, grihasthas, and renunciants, tyagis. It is possible for renunciants to completely give up talking about others, because renunciants have no contact with sense objects. Householders, on the other hand, are unable to do so, because they are engaged in activities related to earning, accumulating, preserving, maintaining their family, and so on. The only solution for them is to live a Krishna-centered existence. Upon having connected the activities of the senses to Krishna, householders can do as much paracharja as is necessary. Otherwise, one should remain far from talks about others which are useless. There is one thing to consider. When Sri Guru instructs his disciple in knowledge pertaining to the true position of sense objects, then, due to the nature of the subject matter, some paracharja is required, because instructions are clearly understood by it. There is absolutely no fault in how our previous Mahajans have engaged in paracharja. For example, the fault of paracharja does not touch Sri Shukadev, even though he has criticized the character of materialistic persons. Nidra hraite naktam vayavena chavavaya diva charthesh rajan kutumbu bharaneva deha pat kalatradeshu atma shenesu asatvapi Tesham Pramato Nidhanam Pashyanapi Na Pashyati. Srimad Bhagavatam 2.1.3 and 4. O King, householders who are entangled in their household chores do not know their real identity. In this way, they pass their entire lives. They spend their nights either in the association of a woman or sleeping, and in their days either struggling for money or maintaining their family members. In this material world, those who we considered intimately related to us, our body, sons, and so on, are nothing. They are temporary. Although the jiva becomes as if mad under their spell, still, even after witnessing them being swallowed by death day and night, he remains unaware of their illusory nature. Whatever Sri Shukdev Goswami has spoken about materialistic people while instructing his disciple is not prajalpa. Such discussions benefit the world. While instructing his disciples, Shriman Mahaprabhu described the character of false renunciants. Prabhu kahe, vairagi kare prakriti sambhashan, dekhi te na baro ami tahar vadan. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 2.117. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I cannot look at the face of a renunciant who converses with women. Khudra jeev sabe markat vairagya koriya, indriya charaye bhule prakriti sambhashiya. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 2.120. The insignificant living entity adopting show bottle renunciation leads his senses astray by conversing with women in secret. Prabhu kahe, mor vash nahi mor man, prakriti sambhasi vairagi na kare sparshan. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antalila 2.124. My mind is not under my control. I do not want to have any connection with renunciates who talk intimately with women. While deliberating upon the instructions and conclusions of a particular subject, it will benefit neither man nor society to neglect the words mentioned above. If our exalted gurus practice this type of paracharcha with the aim of instructing the whole world, then how can we attain auspiciousness by acting in a way that opposes their teachings? It cannot be considered prajalpa to criticize, in the above mentioned way, the current misconceptions accepted by a spiritual society, an assembly, or common people. For instance, sometimes it is not considered a fault to criticize certain persons. The great devotee Maitreyi has spoken in such a way about King Vain. Itham viparjya matihi, papiyam utpatham gataha, anuniyamanas tad yachanam, na chakre bhrashta mangalaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 14.14.29. In this way, due to contaminated intelligence, King Vain became extremely sinful and traversed the wrong path. His piety had been destroyed, so he did not pay any attention to the prayers of the munis, even though they had humbly supplicated him again and again. Here, Maharishi Maitreyi was obliged to engage in the above type of paracharcha, and he therefore did so in front of his listeners. His talking about others in this way does not fall in the category of useless prajalpa. Descriptions of ancient histories have been given for the benefit of the practitioners of devotion. The conduct of villains and ungodly persons has been criticized time and again in these histories. Such criticism are beneficial and favorable for bhakti. But those who are influenced by envy, jealousy, pride, honor, and other tendencies and engage in paracharcha are offenders at the lotus feet of Bhakti Devi. Fourth, debate. Vad vivad arises from a desire for victory. It is most despicable. Fifth, fault finding. Fault finding, paradosh anusandhan, is solely due to one's own bad tendency. It is one's duty to completely give this up. Sixth, speaking dishonestly. Speaking dishonestly, mithya jalpana, is simply another form of useless talk. Seventh, criticizing saintly persons. Criticizing a sadhu, sadhu ninda, is extremely detrimental. If a person hopes to attain bhakti, he must vow to not criticize saintly persons ever in his life. Only Bhagwan's devotees are sadhus. Criticizing them destroy all of one's good fortune. Daksh Prajapati was a great ascetic, but he suffered considerable misfortune when he criticized the extremely pure Shri Mahadev, Shiva. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.46 gives evidence of this and illustrates the terrible result of disobeying great personalities. Ayu Shriyam Yasho Dharmam Lokan Ashish Evacha Hanti Shriyamsi Sarvani Pumso Mahat Atikramaha. O Parikshit, the longevity, beauty, fame, religiosity, sense gratification, promotion to higher planets, and all the auspiciousness of those who disrespect great, saintly persons are destroyed. 8. Village talk or gossip. Renunciants should give up Gramya Katha or gossip in all respects. Householder can accept some Gramya Katha in a way that is favorable for bhakti. History, animal science, astrology, geography, and other such areas of study, if opposed to Krishna bhakti, are worthy of rejection. Shishukde Goswami instructs, Mrisha Girastha hi astir asat katha na kathayate yad bhagwan adhokshaja tad eva satyam tad hu haiva mangalam tad eva punyam bhagvad gunodayam tad eva ramyam ruchiram navam navam tad eva shashvam manaso mahosavam tad eva shokaranav shoshanam nirnam yad uttam shlok yasho anugiyate Shrimad Bhagavatam 12.12.49 and 50. Speech that does not glorify the names, form, qualities and pastimes of the all-pervading, indestructible Bhagwan lacks substance and is devoid of meaning, even when full of bhav, emotion. Although such speech may appear beautiful, it lacks true beauty and is false, even if high-class topics are discussed. Only speech and words that are replete with the qualities of Bhagwan are most purifying, imbued with auspiciousness and completely truthful. Words in which the extremely pure glories of Bhagwan are sung are known to be pleasing, interesting and ever fresh. The mind experiences the highest bliss for all eternity through such words. No matter how vast and deep a person's ocean of lamentation, it is completely dried up by such words. In summary, practitioners of devotion should endeavor to give up all kind of prajalpa, for to do so is favorable for bhakti. Through the words Vacho Vegam, the first verse of Upadeshamrita gives the instruction to tolerate the urge to speak. This urge refers only to the occasional namaitik urge to speak. After renouncing prajalpa, the practitioner's speech is automatically controlled for all time. In order to live in a way that is free of sin, one should try to speak as little as possible. Talking about others is meaningless conversation. For this reason, Sri Krishna has instructed Uddhava, Para svabhav karmani, ya prashamsati nindati, ya asau brashet, sva arthadar asati abhiniveshitaha, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.28.2. Those who praise and criticize the nature and activities of others become absorbed in material topics. As a result, they soon deviate from spiritual practices.